gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back, and okay, General, you know, you've given your thesis here and the technological and tying it in with the communist Third International, but the question had to do, Larry, you were asking, as far as this country is going 100 years from now, you know, taking a theoretical, where will we be? What is your perspective in response, Larry? Paula?
Well, nature abhors a vacuum. The white birth rate is less than zero. We're not replacing ourselves in the United States, Canada, or Europe, or anywhere else where white people exist. If you notice, we're all speaking English here. And in your guest's 80 years, he can remember a time when white Western European values were totally in control. Even all the way up to the television age, even black folks were sitting around the TV waiting to see how the Cartwright boys were going to do on Bonanza and how things were going to go on I Dream of Jeannie. The whites are not going to hold on to our country anymore. It's going to become a mestizo nation. Notice everywhere you look, everybody, if you want to work dealing with the public, it used to be, I'm in Florida, and it used to be just in Miami. If you were going to work in a place where a store or anything where you dealt with the public, you had to be bilingual. Now it's happening everywhere. I mean, you know, in Podunk, North Carolina, it's happening everywhere. Because they are young. These people crossing the border are young people. They have a high birth rate. We are old. We have had our nation. We conquered our nation. We took this nation. We carved it out of a wilderness and from Stone Age people that didn't particularly want to be displaced, but we knew what we wanted to do.
One of the things is that today we cannot even afford to have children and reproduce, and that's part of a problem as well. We're dying in that sense. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying a lot of things. I'm saying that we have given up as a race. The white race is committing suicide. Name another race that tries not to reproduce. I mean, you know, what is going on? Who put this idea in our head our wives should get out and work and tell us where to go if we want them to stay home and raise children?
All right, because of time, though, Larry, what is your premise here that down the road we're finished as a group, as a nation, as an ethnic, as a tribe? Is that what you're saying?
All right. The white race is going extinct. If you look at cities like Detroit and D.C., the city government of D.C., you know, completely run and dominated by non-whites. They just lose it. These African, when the colonials pulled out of Africa, they left perfectly good cities, functioning cities, Nairobi and places like that.
Right.
And now, you know, it's just a wasteland. You know?
Look at what it's turned into, right, the post-colonial age. Okay, Larry, thank you for your call. General, we got to take a break. You have a comment on that? Fine. If not, we're going to move along. We've got a couple of Johns online. One of them is John from Texas, and many will recognize his voice, I'm sure. And he wants to ask you a couple of questions, so we'll do that. General Ben Parton, I'm Rick Adams, retired general, of course, and the program will continue in just about 3 minutes from now, so stay tuned to Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Be right back. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, before we go on to our next callers, General, you heard the last caller and what he was saying about the population time bomb and what's happening to the complexion of America. As far as you're concerned, does this tie into the strategy, the program? What do you think of what he said?
They have exploited the race thing for in positive and negative ways. If you look at Rwanda, they slaughtered a million people with the biggest weapon of mass destruction was the machete. Mm-hmm. Most of those people were killed with machetes in 3 weeks' time. So, sure, you've got populations going. The AIDS thing, I won't go into that, but that's had probably as big of impact in Africa as anywhere.
Well, what about America, though? He's talking about this country. And what about the impact of changing, if you will, the changing demographics, the mestizos moving in, the Mexicans taking over?
Well, the program of the Third International called for establishing a Mexican Spanish-speaking subdivision of this nation and a black subdivision in the South.
Right.
So that's part of the program, too.
So then you would probably be very concerned about this business of so-called multiculturalism and this business of no one language, but we should all learn to speak Spanish and whatever else.
Multiculturalism is no culture.
Okay.
That's no culture.
All right.
Let me go back. If you look at in answering his question about what do you expect 100 years from now, If we don't get to see the light and change things, and it's got to be changed through the political process, if we don't do that, the communist world program is this. They were expecting to have this world commonwealth of independent states by the year 2000. They admit today that they are a few years behind. They're talking about 5 or 6, not too many years. But they do have the former Soviet Union is now a CIS, a Commonwealth of Independent States. They're trying to rejoin with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and that will give them a region almost covering the whole Eurasian landmass. And then they go into what they call globalism,
mm-hmm.
where you have global cartels for the distribution of goods and services. And this is all being done through these trade agreements, this global corporate socialism. Then you have this, the world, you have with that global corporate socialism, you have a world socialist division of labor. In other words, you have a topside direction down of who's going to produce what. Then you have the withering away of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you go to a global governmental organization of regional governments. And that's what they call world communism. It's a world without nations, no nations, a world without nationalities, no nationalities, a world without borders, a world without war,
mm-hmm.
a world without competition. And from that you have this so-called new socialist man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to have 100 years from now. If we don't do something about it.
Okay. Very interesting.
That's their program.
That's the program.
The end game of their program.
Yep. That's what they've outlined. All right, let's do this. Let's take another call now. We've got a few Johns on the line. And the next John is going to, I guess he's going to pick a bone with some of the things you've said in the past. And he's John from Texas. Hello, John.
Hello, Rick Adams. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm surviving.
Well, good. General Parton, I have the greatest amount of respect for you, your service to the country, what you did with the Oklahoma City bombing and the investigations there. But I got to take you to task on this because I wouldn't respect myself in the morning if I didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Your statement about we've got to take this country back, in which I'm in agreement with you, but I think we're about 40 to 50 years behind the curve here. If this would have happened 40 years ago and people would have got politically active, that would have, I think, made a difference. After talking with people face-to-face with people like Ron Paul, he's one of the most honest people. I would still consider that man to be a statesman, and he is in Washington, D.C., but after talking with him and his wife and his number one, he told me flat out that, no, I don't think I'd try a run for the presidency because I don't think I'd get too far. I think they'd try to kill me if I had a half-baked a chance to do it. And I was talking to him realistically about how to take this country back politically, and I think it's state by state. But he even told me, and he said, look, if I even ran for governor and got that of Texas, I'm in fear of my life. Now, having said that, And seeing what has happened here with the choices that we have been given for president or whatever. In 2000, we had pick from one, column A or column B here. We had John Kerry skull and bones or George Bush skull and bones. There's too much invested into this country and the destruction of it by the globalists to allow us to take a snail's pace taking America back by political means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have the time. And I'm not in favor. In general, you know who I am. And you know what I've done in the past. I've been out there back in the 90s forming militias, for gosh sakes. And then I realized that, wait a minute, we're going at the wrong end of the elephant here. What we need is an informed consensus in this country. Then maybe we can start to make a change rather than just have the creme of the creme of this country to be willing to lay their lives down to take this country back. General, I don't see politically how this is going to be done. It's 11:59:59 right now.
You're echoing a lot of what I've said, John, right?
Well,
General, go ahead.
I basically agree with what you're saying. I know Ron Paul. I've had discussions with him here in Washington. I get his newsletter. he doesn't offer many workable solutions that I have seen. But I can go from my own experience and looking at the political process and what can be done about it, and I have seen it work. It takes leadership. It takes people and getting people involved. And it's not an easy task, but it's quicker than anything else you're going to find. You're not going to see any coup take them anywhere. It'll be a coup from the left. And with the new Homeland Security and that organization and their power, you know, you got an organization there with the power about what you had when the KGB was formed way back on it.
Mm-hmm.
All the internet interconnecting organizations. So I do not take a lot of hope in the Homeland Security. It's another consolidation of power.
Well,
remove from the people.
Yeah, well, they did. The Federalists got their way 2 years after the Civil War. They had Reconstruction, and they further consolidated the power in Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C.
Yes.
And here we are these many years later. The problem I'm having with this is we are on the verge of losing this country. The political process would take much, much too long. And
I turned things around Fairfax County in 4 years. 4 years.
That's one county.
Well, you do that simultaneously across the country. You don't do it one place. You got to do it across the country.
Well, what is it you've turned around, though? That's what I think we want to know. I mean, is there still, a prohibition on prayer in the schools? Is there still some federal judge dictating busing across county lines? Is there still all of this, illegal activity on the part of the judiciary?
You know, Mike Ferris, when we started all the Christian schools and home schools,
yeah.
You got an army of new kids out there that are not socialized and not been through the public school routine. Mike Ferris formed a legal group that beat all these people who were trying to kill the homeschool and Christian school movement in this country, in private mm-hmm. school efforts, trying
yes.
to force everybody into, and he won all those court battles, and then he turned right around and established Patrick Henry College. You don't have 250 students out there. Last year, in the year 2004, he won his debate team won the national debate. They debated to Harvard and Yale and all the main schools across the country, and they won hands down. And they were invited to England to debate Oxford. They went to England and pinned Oxford debating team back. There's a whole group of people out there who are being trained now and have been trained that don't go for all this socialist crap that we've had.
I think John dropped. Is he still there? Or is he okay? He just left the air. All right. Well, I was hoping he'd stay on, but that's okay. All right. So you see, basically, what he's echoing is what I've said right from the beginning. The time factor. You know, here's the analogy I use, General. You've got a house, and you've got termites eating away at the foundation. Now, the termites are doing their job, and there's a group of people willing to take the termites and exterminate them and rebuild and start rebuilding the floor, the foundation, the walls. Unfortunately, they find that it's a race against time, and the termites have already done their damage. They've already eaten away at the foundation of that particular structure. What do you do now? What do you do? Do you continue to fight when you know that the floor is going to collapse, the house is going to collapse?
Give up.
Yeah, but I'm saying, or do you knock the house down and start over? And what's the best way to do that? That's, I think, we're having a good philosophical debate here tonight as to what is the best way to approach this issue, if there is a way. Because if you've got so much rot, you've got to deal with the rot before you can deal with the roof. All right. Okay, General, we'll be back. We're having a good debate. Not picking on you, by the way. A good debate. John in California, you'll be next. And all of you, 313-9443-800 first. We'll put you on next. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, we are back. That was a quick comeback, and I guess our lines are loaded now. General Ben Parton, are you having fun? All right, good. You know, we're having a good heart-to-heart talk tonight, and I think that's what we need. I'd like to have a town meeting like this on some of the big networks on TV, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
But they won't allow us to do it, will they? No siree. All right, our next call is John in California. Hello, John. You are next now.
Hello there, Rick. You have a good show normally, Rick, and now that you let me on your show, you have a great show.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's very nice of you.
It's an honor to talk to you. And I was going to make a couple of quick comments on the subject at hand, Rick, but what I really called was to just make a one really important comment, I think, on 911, depending on how much time you'll give me. Mm-hmm. But as far as what General Parton was saying about the environmental lobby, that's exactly right, I think. All of this garbage about global warming is just that, just a bunch of global baloney. And it's being touted by people out here in Southern California, where illegal immigration is so pathetic out here that most of us will support anybody. And what's happening is that the leaders are of the anti-illegal immigration effort are supporting people like Frosty Wooldridge, who has views on extreme environmentalism that no one really wants to talk about.
Right.
You know, and that's a problem. As far as methods of action, which I think various people have been trying to very gently prod you to come up with, General, my own personal opinion, looking at the Birch Society over the past 50 years, strictly from the outside, is that they're just completely out to lunch.
Who is this?
The John Birch Society. They've had 50 years to make themselves known, and they're somewhat known, but mostly they're still scoffed at. And most of the methods they use are the same methods they used 20, 30, and 40 years ago, you know, writing letters, committees of correspondence, sending emails. And I really think that there's one way to do things that I think might make a difference, but it takes a bit of courage.
What is that, John?
Well, it's what I tried to do the first 6 months of 2004. And that is, since all politics is local, and I decided that I was going to start attending the city council meetings in Rancho Cucamonga, my hometown,
mm-hmm.
And use the public speaking time, 5 minutes, to express my thoughts. And I covered a number of subjects, including the Oklahoma City bombing. And most of the time, when all was said and done, all that I ended up doing, since I was the only one doing this, if I didn't know what the word pariah meant before I started, I am still a pariah to this day. And again, I just had to stop because I joined a little group out here called the Welch Foundation, and they still, they're kind of a spinoff of the Birch Society, and they still do things the same way too, you know, sending letters and all that. But I just think it's kind of late for that. The you made the point about how little time we have. I think you mentioned the early, you know, the few years, the year 2000 and so forth. The Council on Foreign Relations has announced on their website, CFR.org, in May of last year, 2005, that their goal for integrating Canada, the United States, and Mexico is the year 2010. So this information was given to me last year in June sometime by this guy, Kevin Shannon, a local radio talk show host out here. But so that's not really a lot of time when you get right down to it. So I feel that sense of urgency too.
All right, John, now you've certainly established your points. And General, do you have any response?
Well, I know Kevin Shannon and the new group he's got out there, and it's very difficult to get around the media block. But when you organize in a precinct, it's a one-on-one thing, and you can get completely around the media block. And I've looked at this thing for a long, long, hard time, and I've stuck my nose into it and exercised the best things I knew to do to get around the media block. And I think the local grassroots political process is the way to go. And there are a lot of good people out there. They all aren't bad. There are a lot of good people out there. You just have to organize them.
Yeah, that's true. And the last thing, Rick, if I could, on 911, I'm not going to go through any kind of scientific detail or anything, General Parton. I just want to, you know, you made a comment that was quoted in the conspiracy issue of the New American Magazine in May of last year by Bill Jasper. And you made the comment that the people on the other side of the issue from you, since, you know, you think that you supported the government's story about how the towers were subjected to the pancaking thing and that they, because of the high temperatures and the dynamic loading and so forth. And your comment was not that you disagreed with the people on the other side. It's not that you had a difference of opinion on what mm-hmm. went down. You actually characterized their ideas, and I quote, as nonsense. And then, and I was, you know, I'm on the other side of the issue. I'm on their side of the issue. But the whole point is that I was astounded to see that you're still allowing your paper on the your report on the Oklahoma City bombing to be used as a reference material by physics911.net. And I don't understand why you're doing that.
Well, let him answer that when we come back, because we got a break. Thank you for your call, John. General, if you have any comment when we come back, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, we'll be back in just 3 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Hey, before we go on to our next callers, General Ben Parton, did you have a response to John?
Two things I'd like to mention.
About 9/11. Yeah.
Bill Jasper's article.
Yes, I read it.
He really misstated what I said. It was rather inaccurate. Is what he was what he put in that letter.
That's what I was told. Yes.
And the other thing was about my use of letting some organization use my report on the bombing in Oklahoma. I turned out a report on Oklahoma. I turned out a report on TWA 800 shoot down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did another one on deadly failures and intelligence analysis, and there's several others. One on Waco. I had put no copyright on any of those. Anybody can use them, reproduce them, distribute them, sell them, whatever they want to. I didn't want any restrictions on getting that word out. Now, going back to my comments about the 911 and the airplanes going into the Pentagon and to the towers, there are two or three things that I know Von Klaus had a lot of stuff in his movie. And there's some things that people don't understand with respect to high-velocity impact. And those airplanes were hitting on somewhere the order of I think, one of them, that the information that was on the black box gave a speed of around, 777 feet per second. And that's about 1.5 times the speed of a pistol ball. You know? So you're really dealing with high impacts and high velocity impacts. And most people don't understand all the kinematics that goes on there. Just like the airplane that went into the Pentagon, and people can't understand this round circular hole it went through all the way back to the end of the penetration. Well, if you look at the inertial cross section of the aircraft from the front, it hit the building. The biggest inertial cross section is the cylinder of the fuselage, and it went all the way back. And that the pressure exerted by that aluminum cylinder going through is more than the yield strength of the aluminum at that velocity. It's about almost twice. So you have the structural metal, and then you have the kinematic velocity. It's just like when you fire a depleted uranium round into a tank armor. It acts. You just can consider that the penetrator as being a liquid. The pressure, the strength is almost nothing compared to the kinematic pressure.
Did you see that happen? Were you there?
What?
At the Pentagon when this attack took place.
I was not there at the Pentagon.
We had a friend that was there.
I have dozens of friends who were there.
And they saw no airliner, no plane, no jetliner crashing in to that quarter of the building.
Well,
and no wreckage, by the way, following it.
Well, you look at the light poles that came down. There's no way a missile could have done it.
Why not? I mean, can you say with absolute total assurance that would be the case?
Absolutely.
No question about it?
No question.
All right.
And the way
for a debate sometime.
The penetration, I'd like to debate anybody on that.
Sure.
You have to look at the 1/2 rho AV square pressure of that cylinder. And plus the compressive strength. And that's what forced that thing all the way back in. And where it petered out was where the cone was tapering down at the tail. It wasn't quite the diameter.
And what did you say? You were quoted as having said that the wreckage was not there because it was incinerated? Is that what you said or something?
Look, when that airplane, the first pictures...
Uh-huh.
Of that airplane when it was hit the building before you got to the wing was a ball of fire higher than the Pentagon, and it was white flame. It wasn't a flame. It was more like some intense sparks coming out. It wasn't a billowing cloud of hot air. It was that aluminum burning.
And it just incinerated itself.
Well, some of it. You fire. We used in the laboratory in measuring velocities. You would use aluminum. You shoot one thing through a piece of aluminum, and you have another one behind, and you can with a high speed camera, you time the beginning of the flash at both points to get the speed. You use it all the time. And when I developed the continuous rod warhead for the Bomark missile, you had a circle about 175 feet in diameter of 4x8 sheets of aluminum. It gave you a circle 200 feet in diameter. And when that warhead goes off, you're supposed to be able to cut that circle all the way around continuously. And the perfection of the warhead is getting that thing to stay continuous all the way around. Well, how you do it, you're measuring and seeing the continuity of it by the cut, as well as you got a high-speed camera there at 26,000 frames a second, and you use the flash of the aluminum, the burning of the aluminum, to determine your velocity and your continuity.
What was your account of Building 7 going down?
I don't have an account of the going down.
What would you think would bring it down, just falling down by itself? Building 7 of a group of buildings there near the Twin Towers.
Well, you know, I collected a ton of information on 911, a ton of information, and I was going to put out a report. Now I looked at the government, how it had covered up Waco, as well as Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly Oklahoma.
And what happened to the report? You didn't pursue it.
that I didn't pursue it. I pursued it. I did 2,000 hours of talk shows, and I sent a copy of that report to every single congressman. The chief folk bomb investigator came here with two prosecutors because they expected me to testify.
No, no, no. That's Oklahoma. I understand that. But what about 9/11 then? You just...
Why did I not pursue it?
Yeah.
Because it was considered a waste of time because the government had such a lockdown on the information. It's a lot of things you could not get to corroborate.
Well, that's exactly my point. All right, we have to move along, though, because we've got so many callers. Maybe
Let me make one other point about
that. If you want to, though, maybe we can have you debate someone else on that Pentagon and that flight. But go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, the other thing with respect to the flashes, and I know in Von Kleist,
thing, yeah.
He had these flashes, and he was saying there's a missile thing on the side of the bottom of the airplane,
yeah.
And they were firing a missile into
right.
it. Well, it's a matter of photography. You're dealing with a very low framing rate surveillance kind of cameras or handheld cameras, very, very low framing rates. And you had the flash when that nose of that aircraft touched the building. You could see the first thing it touched was the nose and then the right engine and then the left engine. You could see the three flashes there. It's easy to understand that.
Was that a government airplane then, in your opinion? Was that a CIA drone or operative? I mean, how would they get past the incredible array of defense mechanisms that the Pentagon has for any plane?
You're
to
kidding
even
yourself
past?
If you think there's the defense array at the Pentagon. And so people were talking about Andrews Air Force Base hasn't had fighters sitting on the pad out there for years, many years.
So it's an inside job is what you're saying.
Where is it?
Is that what you're implying? Or?
I'm saying that they did not. People were thinking they should have put an airplane in the air from Andrews Air Force Base, which is just minutes away. And I said, Andrews hadn't had people sitting on the ramp out there in flight alert for years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there you go. There are so many inconsistencies. As you're right, if you're saying there's so many inconsistencies in the government report, and the theorizing about 9/11, that it would fill Swiss cheese, all the holes in a huge sheet of Swiss cheese, I'm afraid.
Well, there's enough information to make the 9/11 is an incredibly bad thing.
All right.
If you look at the 93 attack on the Trade Center, 93.
Yeah.
That was an FBI counterterrorism thing.
Yes.
FBI ran that from one end to the other.
Right.
The best thing you could say about it was that 93 attack on the Trade Center was an FBI counterterrorism sting that was screwed up.
Absolutely true.
That's the best thing you could say.
No question about
it. It goes
that,
downhill right. from that.
All right. I'll end it at that point because we're opening up a whole new Pandora's box, and that's not even the point of the program. Let's take more calls if we can squeeze in a few. Country Boy in Indiana. Hello, you're on the program.
Yes, sir. Hey, General, I was met you down at Fort Knox in the late 90s. Your grandson had just graduated from one station unit training. He became an Army tanker. How did he make out in his time in the Army?
Well, he did pretty well. Got out. He's not in the Army anymore. I was sort of hoping he'd stay in there a little longer, but he didn't.
Did he see any deployments during his time?
Well, he went to Germany. He spent some time, much of his time over in Germany. He was out before a Desert Storm, I guess.
Okay, I was the Army sergeant that gave you a tour of the Abrams tank and the hull of the tank.
Your name was?
Oh, we don't want to say that. Country Boy.
You call him Country Boy?
Well, I know. I got your. I have your name and old address by my telephone, and I wanted to find out. Send me if you got my address.
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll find it somehow.
Well, I'm in the directory in Washington. Give me a call.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Country Boy. Well, that's interesting. You see, you never know who's listening to you, General. All right. Charlotte in Texas now. You're on the program.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you very well.
Thank you very much. Sir, my name is Charlotte. I'm I'm speaking to the general. Both gentlemen, hello.
Yes.
I just recently made a decision to end my military service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it enough that I should stay to retire, etc. But I felt the calling to go fight on a different front, if you will.
To do what?
To go fight on a different front.
To
leave the military and to do things a little
differently. Changing my career.
Okay, go ahead.
Changing my career, but I still feel like a warrior.
Yeah.
And my heart still burns for the freedoms. And I, ironically, I have just put in some applications to work in the organic foods industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that language, I'm going to skip around on you a little bit, try to follow me. I think that language is very important when we categorize things, when we describe them.
Yep.
And when I say that, I want to say that when you speak about the environmentalists and you speak about organics, you know, I think language is very important. If we're going to start a new discussion about where the front needs to go, we have to get our terms straight. We all need to know that we're talking about the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I was hoping that the general would take an opportunity to elaborate more on the environmental issue, the difference in organics, et cetera, and everything you know about the lobbies and how that goes.
If I could make a comment about Gus Hall's book, which is written about 35 years ago, entitled mm-hmm. Ecology, Can the United States Survive Under Capitalism?
Mm-hmm.
And right off the first thing in the book, he talks about the problem of pollution is the private profit incentive in business. It's the private profit motive of business. And in the middle of the book, he makes a point that the solution to the problem is to socialize the country, go socialist or communism.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the end of the book, he says, well, it is my hope that all of you people now in the environmental front who have been trained in the struggle will be there and ready for the next steps of the revolution. Now, you can look at all kinds of things out there. There has been a major effort in the environmental business to establish energy dependence in this country. Many things have been done. If you look at what happened down with in New Orleans, money was appropriated in the budget to increase improve those dikes down to take care of a Category 5 storm. The Sierra Club and other environmental groups sued the government and stopped the program because they said it would do ecological damage down there and so forth. So the money was there and appropriated. The Corps of Engineers had to turn it off because of that Sierra program against improving the situation in New Orleans. So you had all the disaster.
Yes.
Sir, I understand. If I could make a declaration, I'd like to be called Chameleon from here on out.
You'd like to what?
I want to be referred to as Chameleon.
Chameleon?
Yes.
Okay.
Chameleons, they change.
Why is that? Because they change.
Because they change and they can...
Okay, Chameleon. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. One thing I should add, by the way, let me interject one thing. And that is that, whether it's the Sierra Club, Friends of the Earth, or whatever club it is today, Union of Concerned Scientists, many of these organizations are well-funded, and well-funded by Ford Foundation money, Rockefeller Foundation money, Kennedy and so forth, the trust funds. This is something Bella Dodd brought out.
Yep.
You remember her.
Sure.
And she brought out in her book on communism and why she came out with her strong Catholic upbringing. She realized there was something wrong when checks were coming into the Communist Party headquarters from some pretty important capitalists and well-financed individuals.
Well, this goes right
those
back.
I've mentioned. Yeah.
This goes right back to the program.
Exactly.
A lot of the multinational corporations
mm-hmm.
were established back there in the early part of the century to establish the seed basis for these global cartels.
No question about that. You see, okay. The money was coming in. Sure. The super rich and the downtrodden at the bottom. And who gets caught in the middle? The middle class.
Yep.
The object is to destroy completely the so-called middle class, proletarian, sure. You know, these terms that are used. And this is where the program takes place. So we can't lose sight of that. Good point. Time for a break, though. And we've got time for maybe one or two quick calls after. We'll take Quiet Bear next when we return on Uncensored Radio, Free America. Rick Adams, my guest, General Ben Parton. Fascinating show. We'll be right back. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features a bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now, thank you. Sometimes the off-air conversations are more interesting than the on-air conversation, but that's a program for another time. Anyway, we don't have much time, General Ben Parton. It's been a very... Whenever you come on, it's always an interesting program, no doubt about that. Well, let's see if we can take Quiet Bear in Texas here. How quiet are you, Bear?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Go right ahead, sir.
Nice to talk with you, Rick.
Thank you.
And General. General, how long were you in the Army? Or were you? How long were you in the military?
Air Force, 31 years.
Air Force. I was Air Force myself.
Good.
And in that time, while you were with the military, did you ever see the military manipulate things or the government manipulate things to make war occur?
I can honestly say that I never had any senior person trying to involve me in anything.
Not yourself, but did you ever see the government do it, do this? Because the 911 thing, I don't look at that as an isolated incident. I look at that as one part in a series of many different things to further the war mentality, to further the war thing that's happened. I mean, there's been wars nonstop for centuries now. And
well, if you look at the program on Third International, warfare is a major thrust of moving things.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Wars of national liberation is one of the major strategies.
Right, and what I see 911 as is an event that was used to spur war, to this nonstop war on terror, which I call the bogus war on terror, just like the war on drugs and mm-hmm. all these other bogus things. It was obviously, I mean, from the moment I watched it happening on television, I was yelling to the heavens that this is all a setup. I'm really amazed that you can see that Oklahoma City was a setup, but you can't see that 911 was.
Well, if you look at wars of national liberation and what they're doing and what they're trying to do in this country.
Yeah.
Look, you had Ruby Ridge.
Sure.
And you had an attack here, which was a horrible thing.
Yes.
It aroused, and then you had Waco. And those two things generated the militia.
Waco happened first, didn't it?
Pardon me?
Didn't Waco happen before Ruby Ridge?
No, I think Ruby Ridge was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Those two
events generated the militia movement, because here you saw government people doing horrible things which were illegal.
Right.
And that generated the militia movement. Then you had, well, there are several things. You had the bombing in the Trade Center in 9-100, and then you had the bombing in Oklahoma.
Did you ever read the reports on Operation Northwoods?
Northwood?
Yeah.
What was that?
The Northwood documents in 62.
The Northwood documents that showed
the CIA
out.
CIA declassified. You've heard of them. You're aware of them, right?
Where they were going to fly airliners over Cuba and then bomb them and state that Cuba shot us down, and so that would foment war with Cuba.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about there.
Right,
but
right.
let me make
the Northwood document. You would understand
Northwood.
That,
yeah.
All right,
yeah,
you know what, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Quiet Bear, you brought up some good issues, but you see the clock is ticking. We have other people on the line we just couldn't get to. General, can I invite you back to do this sometime again?
Surely, anytime.
All right, I appreciate your forbearance and your staying with us and taking all the questions and comments, good and bad, because you certainly are one of the more fascinating guests we've had. At 80 years old, God bless you. Thank you very much, General, for being with us. And we'll do it again. We'll
okay.
do it again soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, General Ben Parton, he's on the Internet. Well, a lot of what he says on various sites, just type in a search engine. Benton Parton. And you know what? We're out of time, but God willing, we'll be back here Monday night, unless you otherwise hear from one of us. But I intend to be here, Lord willing. If there's a repeat broadcast or Jeff Bennett fills in, it'll only be a temporary thing. Until then, have yourselves a very blessed good week. See you next week.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.